From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Barack Obama, before leaving for Greece Monday, met with reporters at the White House discussing his last trip as president and his meeting with President-elect Donald Trump.
I look forward to my first visit in Greece. And then in Germany, I'll visit with Chancellor Merkel, who's probably been my closest international partner these past 8 years. I'll also signal our solidarity with our closest allies and express our support for a strong, integrated, and united Europe.
In Peru, Mr. Obama will take part in a two-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. In his first news conference since Donald Trump's election victory last week, Mr. Obama said in his meeting, they came away convinced Mr. Trump is committed to the transatlantic alliance.
He expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the transatlantic alliance.
Mr. Obama said he believes the incoming president is not as ideological as people think, that he'll be a pragmatic leader as long as he's surrounded by good people. But he cautioned the New York businessman faces a wake-up call when he confronts the realities of the job that he'll assume January 20th. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said no matter what the outcome of the election, Mr. Obama, the rest of his administration will have a stake in seeing the new leader succeed. At least 9 people were killed Monday after police opened fire in response to what authorities call an attack by Shia Muslims outside the Nigerian northern city of Kano. The violence occurred as members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria conducted an annual procession to Zaria in neighboring Kaduna State. The sect said dozens of its members were killed in the clash. This is VOA News. In Iraq Monday, at least 14 people were killed in suicide bombings in Fallujah and the Shia holy city of Karbala claimed by Islamic State. Meanwhile, Iraqi-led forces continue an offensive to liberate the IS-held city of Mosul. Artillery units of the 9th Armored Division fired mortar rounds against IS targets in the village of Shahrazad outside Mosul. Captain Haider Hassan Nawaf said his forces are carrying out the shelling of targets identified earlier by artillery command so units can advance. Meanwhile, the UN said Monday more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, an increase of more than 6,000 since Friday. The United States Monday condemned an Israeli committee's recommendation to advance legislation that would legalize an unauthorized Jewish settlement scheduled to be demolished next month in the West Bank on private Palestinian land. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
If this law were enacted, it could pave the way for the legalization of dozens of illegal outposts deep in the West Bank. This would represent an unprecedented and troubling step that's inconsistent with prior Israeli legal opinion and also break longstanding Israeli policy of not building on private Palestinian land.
She said settlements are corrosive to the cause of peace. The Israeli committee's action defies Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Israel's attorney general called the bill legally flawed. President-elect Trump spoke Monday with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, who congratulated him on his election victory, Mr. Putin saying Moscow is ready for a partner-like dialogue with the U.S. The incoming president told Mr. Putin he's looking forward to a strong and enduring relationship with Russia and its people. The president-elect also spoke Monday with Argentina's leader, President Mauricio Macri, also a former businessman. The Gambia Monday officially notified the Hague-based International Criminal Court it's withdrawing, the third African country to do so, over allegations the ICC is a tool of persecution of Africans and their leaders while ignoring crimes committed by the West. South Africa and Burundi both notified the UN last month their intention to withdraw. In New Zealand, 24 hours after a massive earthquake struck the South Island, hundreds of tourists and residents are being evacuated by helicopter from the hardest-hit town of Kaikoura. The tremor destroyed farms, cut communications, buckled roads, and caused landslides. Russia's economy minister, Alexei Ulyukayev, has been detained over allegations of taking a $2 million bribe, allowing oil producer Rosneft to acquire a 50% stake in the Russian petroleum firm Bashneft. He's the highest-ranking Russian official arrested since the 1991 failed coup. It's not clear what he's accused of. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.